This is Rocco Granato reporting for the In La Crosse We Trust.com and the La Crosse Radio Network. With me, I have NL Commissioner George Daniel with me, who attended the game in where the Philadelphia Wings fell to the Toronto Rock this Saturday afternoon. Mr. Daniel, let me just ask you. The fans have spoken. We've wanted more games, and now we're going to get more games. We're going to get 18 games now. What was the overall consensus for actually doing this?
Well, first and foremost, we did take a survey of the fans to determine whether, obviously, they were interested in having more games. And it was clear from the survey results by a very wide margin that there was certainly a demand for more games. That's first and foremost. We're very sensitive to that issue because, obviously, we just don't want to add. We're very sensitive to the fact of adding games for the sake of adding them. And very sensitive to the price points and the consumer demand and how much our fans, you know, really, how many games they want to see in a year, and season ticket prices and all those issues that are very sensitive. And so we want to be cautious in our approach. The other piece of the puzzle is for us is that from a business model standpoint, we determined that it would be advantageous to be able to increase our revenues versus our fixed costs. We have a very unique business in the way this league's set up with part-time players and a lot of teams flying the players in on weekends. And so we have a lot of challenges other sports leagues just don't have. And it was as far as our expenses. And the number of games we have right now, which has been 16, hasn't always worked for us in the best possible way in a lot of the markets we've been in. And I think that's been part of our problem over the last decade. So we're looking for ways that we can generate more revenue while still being obviously sensitive to our fans' appetite and demand for the product and able to generate more revenue while overcoming some of our fixed costs. So there were a lot of factors involved. We took a lot of months to look at it, and we came to the decision that 18 was the right number for us for 2014. We wanted to announce it now because some of the teams are already engaged in the season ticket renewal process. So obviously, to be fair to the fans, they need to know how many games they're buying and what the prices are and all that. So that's why we announced it when we did.
Now, with there are going to be 18 games in the season. Next question is expansion. I know we don't want to go into too much of an expansion because a lot of times it gets, watered down to where teams only last a year, 2 years, and then they fold. And everybody's saying the league is never going to catch on with all these teams coming in and folding right away. With that being said, where are you looking at when we do try to expand? I know there's been talk with Vancouver or somewhere up in Seattle.
It's really quality of ownership as much as anything. Looking at the right ownership structure, looking at the building deal, looking at the market. There's a lot of factors. Yeah, Vancouver is a great market. We'd love to be in British Columbia. We'd love to be in Quebec where we had a preseason game as well. Eventually, there are other cities we'd love to be in. We'd love to be back in New York City. It's a number one TV market in the country or somewhere in the metropolitan area. I think it's important at some point down the road. But we've got to get there with the right ownership group and the right building model. It does no good to just have a team and, as you said, put an owner in a bad situation where he can't succeed and then we're out of business in a couple of years. Nobody wants that. And so, that's why we haven't had a lot of expansion lately. We want to make sure we get it right. It's real important we get things right going forward. And so when we go back to Vancouver, when we go back to New York, when we go back to Pittsburgh or New England or any of these places that we really want to be in, we get it right. And so that's really what we're striving for. All the Canadian markets are crucial, and I think given the sport is box across is so familiar in Canada, I think we have a great launching point in almost any major city we go to. I think the northeastern United States, New England and New York area are key markets for us if we want to build some TV traction with the networks. Obviously, Philadelphia is a great market. It's a big TV market, but it'd be nice to have some more. And and then we'll go from there. I think the key isn't so much about location as it is quality of ownership. I think if you have the right kind of owner, and obviously, we've got 9 great owners now. The 3 NHL-owned teams are 3 of the more successful franchises in our league, and that's a good business model. You can't always get it in every city, and nor do we require it. But that's always a model where you can get an NHL team or for an NBA team or some kind of organization where there's already infrastructure in place is always something that we'll always look at very favorably, but that's not the only model. You know, the Wings aren't that model. They've been in business 27 years. Toronto is a great franchise. They've never had that model. So, you know, it's not a requirement, but, you know, it's a variety of things.
Now, going with 18 games, my whole thinking was when we dropped down to 9 teams that you still have your East and West. But my thinking here is with the 9 teams, you're going to do 18 games. This would take away from some of the rivalries, you could say, where Philly plays Rochester 3 times, Buffalo 3 times, Toronto 3 times. Has it ever come across your desk, across your mind, of, okay, 18 games, everybody plays each other at home and on the road, so the fans get to see everybody.
From the competitive standpoint, from a fan standpoint, you know, I know that it would just seem to make all the sense in the world to do it that way, but I think the fans know this is a business, and, you know, the travel costs, the rivalries. I mean, you see the rivalry between, like, Buffalo and Rochester, Buffalo and Toronto. You see how the fans go back and forth. I mean, there's a reason why they play each other more than once. Right. You know, I mean, I'm not gonna kid anybody. I mean, that rivalry's good, and that you know, it helps. You know, it helps when all those Buffalo fans come over to Rochester. Those are the biggest crowds that Rochester will have all year.
Yeah.
There's no denying it. And so, you know, I mean, that's important. You know, it's a business first, and I think in a perfect world, it would make a lot of sense for the teams to all play each other home and home once. From a competition standpoint, I'm sure the fans like that. I know I would too. But, you know, we've got to deal with the reality of the business world, travel costs, logistics, you know, and there's a lot of things involved. So you're going to see more, you know, you're going to continue to see a lot of divisional play. But, you know, as we evolve, as we add more teams and more cities, you know, we'll continue to have the variety. We're trying to mix it up. You may not see every team every year, but, you know, it was a long time before Colorado and Toronto had played. Now they're playing at home and home. You know, so we've tried, or they played, you know, recently more in the last couple of years. I shouldn't say home and home, but they played a lot. They played last year. They played again this year. This year, Toronto and Washington aren't playing, but they played a lot the last couple of years. So we're trying to keep it alive, you know, keep it fresh. You know, Philly played Calgary this year. Last year they played Edmonton. So we're trying to get the variety. If you don't see everybody in 1 year, at least over a 2 year period, you get to see everybody. Which if you look at the NFL, you know, they're not doing any more than that. And I realize they have 32 teams and people in a 9-team league would expect to see everybody. But, you know, it is what it is. It's part of the business. It's done for business reasons. You know, and that's, and I don't see that changing with the expansion to 18 games. You might see a little more variety though. And I'll be honest, some of it also is quite frankly scheduling. I mean, there'll be a matchup that might say, well, why didn't we play this team instead of that team? And sometimes just because of availability of dates. There might be an odd matchup that you see fit in there that, well, you know, why is Calgary coming here? They're not really a rival. Or you might think something like kind of out of the it looks a little weird. But sometimes it's just because those are the way everybody else in the league's playing that night, and they're the only two teams that can dance together.
Right.
So that's just sometimes there's all kinds of reasons. We do, as I think most of our fans know, we don't control our buildings. You know, we're the second or third tenant a lot of times in the building, and so our choice of dates is somewhat limited. So it's a number of factors which go into it, but, you know, at the end of the day, I think most of the fans appreciate the opportunity to come out and, you know, cheer whoever their team is. So.
Now, my last question for you, it has to do with the playoffs. It's great that we have that crossover now, where the fifth place team in the West can take over the fourth place team in the East. Now, a couple times we've had where the championship game is in Washington, unfortunately, they don't draw a whole lot of fans. My thinking, and I'm thinking of this as old-time NLL or MILL at the time, where once the playoffs are seeded, seeds 1 and 2 are obviously the division winners, and you go with 1 playing 8, 2 playing 7, and you may have an all-East matchup.
Yeah,
but I know you don't want to take away from the West.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not even a West-East thing. It's just, you know, it's more, again, it's from a business standpoint. we are, the travel costs are, expenses are part of it. If you're crossing over east-west, it seems that the flight costs will go that just that much higher. And so, like right now, if you stay in the east, you got a good chance somewhere in those eastern matchups, you're going to get a Toronto, Buffalo, Rochester matchup somewhere. Right. Among, you have to, right?
Yeah.
So you know, the travel costs are significant when you're buying airline tickets with a week, under a week notice, you know, and so you got to take that into account. So travel is a big issue, an expensive issue, why we don't go crossover. That's one of the reasons. And we like the idea of champion of the East, champion of the West. You know, I mean, the team gets to be at least the champion of that side of the league. Yeah. If you cross over, yeah, the regular season title's there, but they lose the playoff title. Like last year, you know, Edmonton got to say they won something. They won the Western playoff. Yeah. And, you know, for a franchise like that, that was very important for them, that they won something.
And they came also close.
And they came also close to winning it all, right?
Yeah.
And they got
very
a great
close
team, and they could win it all this year. But, you know, but they had never won anything. And now, if we'd have done the way you're proposing, right, they really couldn't say they won anything. They'd have just been runner-up. Right, so at least they won something. And I think that's one of the reasons that we like to have that, that there's a regular season division champion and there's a playoff champion. And, you know, that's important for the fans, the teams that, okay, if they didn't win at all, at least they won something. And that's part of it. Travel costs are another part of it. But we've done that in the past. And I could see us, you know, maybe looking at that down the future, like a total, you know, open tournament like that, 1 through 8, 2 to 7, and down the line. I mean, it's certainly a possibility.
Okay. Mr. Daniel, I want to thank you for taking
thank
the time.
Thank you so much.
I truly appreciate it.
Anytime.
Talk to you the rest of the year.
Thank you.
That was Commissioner George Daniel of the NLL. This is Rocco Granato reporting from outside the Cure Insurance Club, where the Toronto Rock has defeated the Philadelphia Wings.